On the phone right now, another one of this week's MyFM educators. We have Miranda Bothwell. Miranda, thanks for talking with us. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your position, where you work, and what type of educator are you?
Sure. Thanks for having me, Chris. So I am the public education coordinator with Middlesex London Paramedic Service. I've been the education coordinator now for about 7 years and a paramedic for 15 years.
And when we talk about teaching, we don't just talk about teaching. We talk about educating and being an educator. And how did you get involved in being an educator?
Yeah, so I would say even when I was in high school, I was always involved with the summer camps and assisting with sports. When I started working as a frontline paramedic, I started to teach first aid courses. I really like focusing on things that people can do before first responders get there. So that kind of started everything. And when the education role came up, I jumped at the chance.
Yeah. So what do you get out of the experience right now, Miranda?
So I got into the paramedic profession because I love being in the community. Being a teacher gives me the opportunity to really slow down and connect. So getting out to see people from preschool all the way up to retirement groups and slowing down and talking. And, you know, half the time I leave that class learning something new, which is awesome.
Inside the pandemic right now, has COVID been a challenge for your continued educating of first aid, CPR, or is there something else that pops into your mind as far as a challenge you had to overcome during your career as an educator?
Yeah, so definitely the pandemic and the current restrictions take a toll, especially with our certification courses. But we're, like everybody, we're navigating the best we possibly can and starting to provide virtual awareness sessions. The certification sessions, they have to have a hands-on component. So that right now is on hold, which is a little frustrating, but we're kind of doing the best that we can. That's the biggest thing, is being able to get in class to see people.
Talking on the phone right now with Miranda. She is an EMS educator, trainer, first aid, CPR. She's been a paramedic for how long now?
15 years, going into 16, which is crazy.
Yeah, that's awesome. Congratulations. Advice for anyone, maybe not as much as EMS, but since we're talking educating, advice for someone who's maybe looking to jump onto the road for a career in being an educator?
I'd say go for it. Step outside of your comfort zone. You know, I never thought public speaking would be one of my strong suits by any means, but something that really helped me when I was getting into teaching is place yourself in that class. How would you want that instructor to communicate with you? What would your expectations be? And try to fulfill those yourself.
Final question, what accomplishment are you most proud of, if there is one that sticks out?
Whenever I receive a email or a call from a student who was in one of my awareness sessions or one of my certification classes, and they call and tell me that they were involved in an emergency and they responded and they remembered the skills and the conversations that we had, it makes everything worth it and makes me want to go out and do it even more. It makes me so proud.
Miranda Bothwell on the phone right now. She's one of our featured educators this week with the EMS as a first aid CPR trainer. Miranda, thank you so much for doing this, and keep up the continued work and stay safe out there to you and all your fellow paramedics.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Miranda Bothwell from the local Paramedic Association, one of this week's MyFM featured educators.